to Piaget's Hideaway. I'm your host, Amber Dran, and today we'll be talking about the development of fairness in early childhood. Imagine for a second a preschool full of 3- and 4-year-olds, all running around, playing, probably screaming. You know how 3-year-olds are. Now imagine you as the teacher call all of them over for snack time. As they all wash up and gather around, you pull out a jar of cookies and a plate of broccoli. Then you pick out one of the kids and hand them the jar and announce, Jamie can have as many cookies as she wants for snack. The rest of you are getting broccoli. What kind of response do you think that would get? My guess would be a lot of angry children and a chorus of, that's not fair. But when do kids develop the sense of fairness? And how much do they really act on that sense at such a young age? A study done in China in 2016 tested 2- and 3-year-olds in their sense of fairness. The study consisted of 2 experiments, one in which the kids were each given 2 candies and then asked if they wanted to share any of the candy with a puppet, and another where 2 distributors gave candy to the child and the puppet, either equally or unequally, and the kids were asked which distributor they preferred, the fair or the unfair. Ultimately, this study showed that 2- and 3-year-olds do have a sense of fairness already when it comes to resource allocation, but they're more likely to show preference for a fair situation only if the unfair alternative puts them at a disadvantage. A somewhat similar study done in Sweden looked at resource allocation in 3- and 4-year-olds, this time focusing on a situation that didn't really include the child. In this experiment, the kids watched a puppet show with 3 puppets, one struggling to do some task, another which helped the first puppet, and a third which acted to hinder the first puppet. The kids were then told to distribute a plate of biscuits to the helper and hinderer puppets. Here, they found that 4-year-olds, but not 3-year-olds, would give more biscuits to the helper than the hinderer, each child explaining that the helper was good or kind and so deserved more. Interestingly, though, the kids only distributed the biscuits unevenly if they were presented with an odd number to begin with. Another study from Germany in 2015 looked at whether 3- and 5-year-olds would intervene in an unfair situation. In this study, a puppet would steal some food or toy from either the child or another puppet. The child could then decide whether to let the thief puppet keep the item or whether to put the item somewhere where no one would have it. They found that both groups were equally likely to move the object if it was taken from them or from the other puppet. Also, they were more likely to intervene if they perceived the puppet had stolen the item rather than if the taking of the object was somehow permitted. An additional test run with just 3-year-olds found that if given the option, they would return the stolen item to its proper owner. So it sounds like overall, by the age of 3, kids have a pretty good understanding of what's fair and what's not, but also seem to act in a fair way more when it benefits them than when it benefits someone else. So what factors come into play here when kids are deciding whether to act fairly or not? Well, one last study done in 2014 looked at the motivation behind a preference for fairness in slightly older kids. These experiments looked at whether thinking others wouldn't know if they were acting unfairly would change a child's decision to make a fair choice over an unfair choice. The researchers took 6- to 8-year-olds and awarded them and a non-present individual with erasers, placing the erasers in an envelope with the winning child's name on it. After awarding an equal number of erasers to each child, the researcher would leave the room and return with 1 more, then ask the child whether they should get the eraser or whether the researcher should throw away the eraser, keeping the children's winnings equal. They found that if the erasers were placed out in the open, and therefore it would be obvious that the child was choosing to benefit themselves over the other, the kids would not take the eraser. However, if the erasers were placed inside the envelopes, giving the child some plausible deniability, they more often chose to take the eraser, even though they knew they would be making the unfair choice. So in this case, kids seem to be motivated more by the perception of others about whether they're acting fairly than actually preferring fairness. Interestingly, this study also ran an experiment with 9- to 11-year-olds and 6- to 8-year-olds in which kids could either choose to take an object objectively better for themselves, leaving a worse prize for a non-present individual, or to flip a coin to decide who would get the better prize. In this experiment, 6- to 8-year-olds were more likely than 9- to 11-year-olds to just take the good prize for themselves rather than choosing the coin flip or fair option of distributing the prizes. So, what can we take away from all these studies? Well, for one, kids develop a sense of fairness early on, even before they're 2 years old. And if they aren't one of the parties affected by the choice, kids tend to choose to act fairly rather than unfairly. However, if they are one of the parties affected by the choice, kids during early childhood tend to act more selfishly, choosing the choice that benefits them regardless of fairness. This sense of fairness, even at one's own expense, according to the last study, seems to develop later in childhood and into adolescence. So, as for our preschoolers at the beginning of the episode, while all the other kids will definitely complain about the fairness of your snack choices for them, little Jamie likely won't bat an eye at eating as many Oreos as she pleases.